Oasis Audio presents The Spiritual World of the Hobbit by James Stewart Bell, read for you by Wayne Shepherd. Introduction. Perhaps you haven't yet read The Hobbit. Even though people around you say it's a must-read, you just need a good reason to make this classic worth your while. Or maybe you've read every word of every volume related to Middle-earth and are seeking still another approach to deeper understanding and enjoyment. Wherever you are along the way, at the very start, looking back and ready to travel all over again, or anywhere in between, I want to explore with you the spiritual dimension of this world, peopled with exotic creatures and fantastic adventures, yet consistent with the universe brought into being by our Creator and originating in the mind of an author with a firm belief in Christian revelation. Elves, goblins, dwarves, dragons, creatures like these have populated the landscape of human mythology for thousands of years. Their adventures bridge generations and cultures, both capturing and kindling our imaginations. We love these tales because they grant us access to a world beyond our own. Of course, with such a rich history of stories and storytellers, this world can feel rather dense at times. Characters and themes have a tendency to crowd together, sometimes overlapping or even contradicting one another. That's why it's such a rare and wonderful treat when something original and unexpected comes along and meaningfully contributes to the genre. Something like a hobbit. At first glance, hobbits don't seem to mesh well with their more mysterious or glamorous comrades, especially as heroes. They are small in stature. Their most notable attributes include a thick layer of fur on their feet, a thick layer of padding around their waists, and an ability to...